So there's a minig, which is quite a new minig actually, it's about 300 years old, 250 years old, to say Nedovid Oiri in El. I think there's some Svadim, you say Nedovid Oiri every day, or Koponim, certain Svadish Sidurim is called to say every day. Maybe the Chidor says to say every day. But we say it in El. So Be'etzim, we need to have a Mahalach to understand what, first of all, what we're saying, Bechlal, and what it's Nogea to Yomei Ha'el. Why Bechlal are we saying it? What are we supposed to be Mechalim when we're saying it? Now, Lemaisa, let's look through the Mizmar first of all, and then we'll try and understand a bit more. If you look through the Mizmar, the Maisa, a lot of people think that it's a bakosha to stay in the Beis Hashem, Karim Echaya. Now that's a mistake. Because if you look at the Mizmar properly, you'll see the first half is a Hagdoma. It's not a bakosha at all. It's a hakdoma. It's hakdoma that David HaMelech is saying that even if there's going to be a milchoma, he has bitochen, he's not worried about the enemies. And the reason why he has bitochen, the reason why he's not scared, is because Acha Shoalti Meis Hashem Meis HaBakesh, because David HaMelech says, I only asked one thing from Hashem. V'oysa avakesh. What's the pshat in the two, the shoynos? Shoel and mevakesh. There come a different mefarshim, but a lot of mefarshim explain. Shaila is beper and bakosh is belev. The Ainu, David HaMelech is saying, I only asked one thing from Hashem. And that's what I really want. Oysa avakesh. Now, Fuke, let's say some people might ask one thing, but a mind they want something else. They know, I'll ask this, and hopefully I'll get what I really want. But David HaMelech says, no, I'm very sincere in what I want. For example, it could be the person says, Acha sha'alti meis Hashem. It's not really what he wants. He wants a good shidduch, or he wants a lot of money, or something like that. He's got other reasons. So David HaMelech says, look, I only asked one thing, and that's what I really want. To perceive the pleasantness of Hashem, and to visit his heichal, or machlokes whether Navaka is to visit or to come every morning to the heichal Hashem. But I'll call upon it, David HaMelech is saying, because this is the only thing I asked, then mimi iro, mimi evchoid, afilu bikroiv alai mereim, when evildoers come near me, Le'echol is besori, they want to eat up my flesh, da'ainu, they want to kill me. Sorai v'oivai li, they're my enemies. Heimo koshnu v'folu, they're going to stumble and fall. And even im tachane olai machane lo yirodivi, even if a whole camp comes against me, I won't be frightened. Im tokam olai milchoma v'zoyisani v'teach, if there's a whole war, in this I trust. What? Achas Shalti Meis Hashem, Oysa Abakesh, Shivti Meis Hashem, Kolei Meichai, Allah says, V'nei Amar Hashem, L'Abakeh Beicholei, because that's the only thing I really want, to be Yovesh Yosha Beis Hashem, and because that's what I want, Ki Yitz B'neini B'sukkoi B'yom Ro, Hashem will hide me away in his sukkah, on the day of evil, Yastireini Besei Se'olai, hide me very, very extent, in notion of a seiser is more than yitzvaneni. Yitzvaneni, he'll shelter me in his sukkah. Yastireni, he'll hide me away in the hiding places of his tent. Yitzur, you're a remaini, he'll elevate me on a rock. We'll try and understand it in a minute, a bit more. Vator, now, Yorum Roshe Aloivai Svivoisai, he'll elevate my head against my enemies around me. I will offer in his oil, Hashem Beis Hamikdash, Ziv Chesrua, Korbanos of Trua, see what that means. Oshir Vazam Hashem. I will sing and play music to Hashem. That's the Hakdama. From Shema Hashem, Koli Ekra begins the Tefillah. And the Tefillah al regel achas is a bakosha to get close to Hashem. So, Yitz Hashem, we'll go through it a bit more, but we have to understand, so well, what's it got to do with El? It's all very nice. He's got bitochen and a milchoma, and if there's a milchoma, it's going to come, and this. And he's got bitochen, and then in the Chorah is a completely different thing. Shema Hashem Kodi Yekosh, listen to my voice. I want, says Panech Hashem Avakesh, I want to get close to you, Hashem. So first of all, the first Yesoid that you have to know, very important Yesoid, is that Tilim was written on all different levels. And Bechlal, and any of the Tehillim, they can be explained kipshutoi, especially you have quite a lot of Tehillim which talk about enemies and sorrows and all this. They can be explained kipshutoi to physical enemies. They can be explained as spiritual enemies. The Chovis Havavah says the biggest enemy we have is the Yetzer Hara. There's an interesting Lashon in Chovis Havavah. He says that Tzaddik met an army who were coming back from a war, a very long war, and he stood up and he said to them, "My brothers, you've come back from the small war. Prepare yourselves for the big war." And they said, "What? After all this, we fought this whole long war. Now there's a bigger war. What's the big war?" And he said, "The big war is the Milchemes HaSotan V'Chailoisot. The Milchama against the Sotan and his soldiers. The Sotan has lots and lots and lots of soldiers, lots of agents. All the different Nisyonas which we have in this world are all Chayolim of the Sotan. And the emes is sometimes an innocent bocher could become employed by the Sotan. You know, they just discovered today that a few 14-year-old, 15-year-old kids have been so-called spying for Iran. They've caught quite a lot of people who were doing things for Iran. What do they do? What's the thing? They don't realize they're doing it for Iran. What happens is they advertise online that you can get a lot of money, you know, a few $1,000s if you're big, and you go into the site and they tell you, first of all, go and spray, write graffiti somewhere, against the wall, against the war, against the Arabs, and then they get money, and then they want to pay, and then go and take a picture of this or take a picture of that, and they suck the person into the thing, and then, I mean, some of them go much further than that. And then they've told them that they should go and shoot someone, or they should go and face, or do something which is much dangerous. And the people refuse. And then they say, "Okay, we're going to report you to the police that you've been spying for Iran." So then they cap you. So a lot of people get sucked into it. without realizing bechlau, you know, you can make $1,000 for doing nothing. Well, think, but amaze, it's all a network from Iran trying to get people in Israel to work for them. So you so too you can have a mola bocha comes over to another guy, and he's learning, and he wants to start schmoozing with him. Maisa, when he starts schmoozing with that guy, the guy was learning, he wants to start schmoozing with him. He's working for the Satan. He's been enticed by the Satan. He's not working for Iran, he's working for a worse terrorist organization, the Satan, the Chaylai Satan. So many Tehillim, which are talking about wars and talking about enemies, can be used. They can be talking about a physical war with the Hamas or the Hezbollah or the Iran or whatever, and it could be talking about the Yetzirah and our Milchemis, our Milchama Panimi, which we have with the Yetzirah. So it can be understood on many different levels. That's a klal with Tehillim. Can be understood on many different levels. Here, what is this more mamish nogea to Elo? The last week we saw the Torah brings this Tana Devel Yoh about Tkir Shoifa. So we spoke last week about the Shoifa Rosh Chodesh Elo. But then it carries on, the Medrash says, and we blow the shofar the whole of Elul, which we're doing. Why? Says the Medrash, he brings a pasuk, Hayitok ha-shofar ba'ir ba'om lo yecheradu. Will a shofar be sounded in a city and people won't be scared? It's Amos, the Novi, says this pasuk. Now, you, Baruch Hashem, Kimat, all of you, maybe one or two do know what it's like to hear a siren. Most of you don't know what it's like to hear a siren. And so, Bezos Hashem, you won't find out. But the people who were here last year, the people who live here, very familiar with the siren. In the old days, the shofar was a siren. That was announced an attack, a milchama. So the Novi says, if you hear, If the Am hears a siren, they won't be scared. So it was quite interesting last year. We had quite a few times the sirens went, and we have a shelter downstairs, all the way downstairs. There's a Beis Medrash, which is really a shelter, and you know, we have quite a lot, and people get very quiet, very. You know, they don't appreciate the dangers. Bichlal, you have some idiots who go out and want to see him knocking out a missile. It's like fireworks. Otherwise, it's very stupid, because you watch proper fireworks, they're much better than watching a missile being knocked out. And it's very dangerous. And sometimes the shrapnel can land right near you. You don't realize how near it is. I know one of the last missiles that were in the war, it was already in Bein Hazmanim, one Bein Hazmanim, shrapnel fell in a few places in Sanhedrin Muchevet. But there was one night we were in Yeshiva and the siren went, and some we went down to the shelter, and some guys went outside, and suddenly it was a boom like you've never heard. And the guys came running into the shelter, and they thought that the missile had landed just outside the yeshiva. Now, I live across the valley. I live in Ramat Shlomo. And my wife was in the shelter in our house, and she thought the missile landed in our chotzer. It was so loud. The Maisa landed on the road in between here and Ramat Shlomo, and made a huge hole in the road. It was a very loud thing. And people got a lot more nervous than they were before from these sirens. Right? And if you turn round, you can see that window there, which is broken, that happened because of that missile. And if you look up in the Beis Medrash, there's also one of the windows also broken because of that missile. All the windows in the yeshiva shook, windows of our house shook. Not so bosher. These missiles can be very, very dangerous. I mean, they are dangerous, it depends where they land. So, the shofar, we're blowing the shofar through Elul, it's a siren. It's a siren that a war is coming. War. We're not having a war. Why are we having a war? Terence is, the Medrash says in Vayikra Rabbah, that on Rosh Hashanah, the Satan brings his whole Mekatragim against every single Yid, and it's like a milchama. In the Beis Din Shomala, the Satan's coming and he declares war against us. And interesting, the Medrash says we don't know who's going to win. It gives a marshal to a tournament. You know, in the old days they had knights of armor who fought each other in front of a king. They made a tournament and they start joysting or running up, you know, they see it in the wherever the Rahman and Litzlons and things kind of died in movies on horses and fighting. And says the Medrash, you don't know who's going to win, you don't know who wins, until one of them comes out with a trophy. Kach, says the Medrash, on Rosh Hashanah, this is whole milchama, and we don't know who's going to win until Klal Yisrael come out with a lulav and esrog on Sukkos. And that Havod Yichsim lekachtim lochem b'yom Marishan creates Hodah. I'm not going to explain to you Barichas, but why is the lulav a trophy? Because Be'etzem, the Pshat in the Medrash is, the Milchama is, the Satan is tinering that they don't want to do mitzvahs, they're not interested in mitzvahs, they want to fresh, they want to have their tivers, they're not interested in mitzvahs. And we don't know, even after Yom Kippur, we don't know, claw, who's going to win this battle. And when we see that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us Dalet Milim, then we know that we were Menatzeach. Well, what's the pshat? I don't think you can really appreciate today what it means to get Dalet Milim. It wasn't that long ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it was very hard to find a kosher lulav. We're not. Very few kosher lulavim around. And rather, we had a chabura to cut lulavim. We used to go after Yom Kippur and cut lulavim in a certain moshav. And why is it that there were so few kosher lulavim? Because the derech klal lulavim grow on the top of a palm tree, so you have to climb up to the top of the palm tree, and you get four or five lulavim. So who goes up there to cut it? Bederech Klal, some Arab guy. He doesn't care anything about things. He cuts them off and he throws them down from the top. Now, if you throw down a lulav from the top, there's basically a 50-50 chance, maybe not quite, that it's very likely to land on its head. If a lulav gets thrown down from the top of a palm tree and lands on his head, that lulav is not going to survive. It's going to be a niktam, it's going to be a... The kidney is not going to survive a kosher. And then they wrap them up and they mess them around. They don't treat them properly. So it's very hard to find. It was very hard to find a kosher lulav. And then you'll see Mirtz Hashem gets near a Sukkos. There's the Dalet Milim market here in different places, and you go and there's lots of lulavim on a table. And I used to go and look for a lulav, and I used to say to myself, look, every lulav I'm going to pick up, what are the chances that this is going to be kosher? Mistama, 10 people have seen this at least before and have rejected it. So how am I going to find a kosher lulav? That was before we made this chabura. So then one time I was doing that, and it came to me And that is the pshat, the posuk. The posuk says, "Ulekachtem lochem b'yom arishin, priyetz hadol v'chule, kapus tamarim." The posuk says, "Take." The pshat is the Rabbeinu Shleilom gives us kosher dalet minim. So when you find that kosher lulu, it's like a matana from Hashem. The green, we rather had this chabura, and we used to cut the lomi very carefully. We didn't have to climb up, but that's another story where there's all undergrowth where you can get lulavim from. Anyway, we used to cut bare 200 lulavim, and 80% were kosher, because we get it very carefully, and then bare 50% of the lulavim we cut were mehudarim ma'oid. And then we had a whole chain of people who bought it from us, etc., etc. We didn't make any money. We didn't want to make money. We wanted to get kosher lulavim, which is what we got. Now there's a new type. They discovered a new type of lulav called a dairy lulav. The Kimat didn't have any dairy farms in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody discovered them in Iraq. And the dairy palm, the lulavim, are much stronger. So now the old shuk is flooded with dairy lulavim, and they're much stronger. And now a lot of people sell lulavim wrapped in a plastic case, so they're not manhandled in the same way. And they're, anyway, to start with, they're stronger. And we stopped going to cut lulavim because it's much easier to get kosher lulavim. The Gemara says, there was a place, and the Gemara in Sukkah says there was a place where they didn't have any lulavim, and they used to inherited the dried up lulavim from their fathers and grandfathers. It wasn't always so posh to have dalet minim. As a maisa, the talmidim of the Vilna Gaon couldn't find an esrog for the Vilna Gaon. A very famous maisa. There were no esrogim, no kosher esrogim. You couldn't find a kosher esrog for the gon. And eventually they found one gvir, a big gvir, who somehow got hold of a good esrog. And they asked him, would he be maskim to give it up to the gon? And he said, he's maskim b'tnai echor. That all the schar, the mitzvah that the gon has, will come to him. And then they were very nervous and going to tell the Gaon, okay, we found an esrog, but they had no choice, the only esrog thing. And they told the Gaon, and the Gaon was samach b'simcha atzuma. He said, I've always wanted to do a mitzvah completely lishma. Now I have an opportunity, I can do a mitzvah, and I won't get any schar. The pashas is, if you understand how it works, they probably got a lot of schar for doing such a mitzvah, but I'll compound him. There were times when it wasn't poshut. So the Medrash says that when we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to do a mitzvah, see, dalet minim is different than most mitzvahs. If you want to have kosher tefillin, what do? It's tonyam ma'aseh adam. Go and find a good sofer, or learn safris yourself. Go and find a good batim macher, or find out how to make good batim. And you have kosher tefillin, make it yourself. You want to have mehudadika matzah, how do you get it? Go and bake the matzah yourself. Make it, and you'll have good matzah. And then you'll eat the matzah. You can't force a tree to grow kosher esrogim. There are soiders, the aces they have try to be mashmi on the trees and they get more good esrogim, but there's only a certain percentage of good esrogim. And as I said, you can't always make sure you've got kosher lulavim, and adasim are not always so, used to be so poshut. Now, there's such a shefa, not admitting, you don't really understand what the Medrash is talking about. The lemaisa, that is a simon that we won the war. So what's the war about? The war is about, are we interested in doing mitzvahs avedus Hashem or not? And that is why when we blow the shofar is announcing there's a war coming. Rosh Hashanah is a war against the Satan. And our response to that is the Davidoiri. Now, let's look, what I just told you, let's go through the Mizmah and see how this Mamash is fits into exactly what we're talking about. The David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi Mimi Iro. Hashem is my light and my salvation. From whom do I have to be scared? Hashem Mo'oiz Chayai. Hashem is the fortress of my life. From whom do I have to tremble? Now there's another Medrash which says, Oiri B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yishi B'Yom HaKippurim. What does it mean, he's Oiri on Rosh Hashanah? If we would put red filters on the lights here in the room, everything would look red. And if we put green filters, everything would be green. If, when you look at the world, you look at the world, Kederach HaTeva, so what do you see? Well, you see buildings, whatever you see. But if you would put the filter called Hashem, on Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbeinu Shem is deciding every single prat of the whole year. So if we put that filter, then we'd only see Hashem. Hashem Oiri B'Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, if I get the message of Rosh Hashanah, I realize everything is La'ar Hashem. So Hashem is my light on Rosh Hashanah. Or Mimeil, if I get that message, he's going to save me on Yom Kippur. What's he going to save me from? From Averus. He's going to give me Mechila for my Averus. That's a big Yeshua. We'll have the simon of the victory on Sukkot. Hashem Mo'oiz Chayai. Hashem is the fortress of my life. Mimi Evchad. Who should I be scared of? If I'm living with Hashem, I don't have to be scared. I don't have to be scared about the Milchama we're talking about, the Milchama Rosh Hashanah. B'krov alai mereim. When the evildoers, the Ein of the Satan, comes near me, Lechol is besari, wants to consume me. Sarai ve'oivai li. They're my enemies. Why do I my enemy? The Satan doesn't come as an enemy. The Satan comes as a big friend. We have to see, is he my friend or not my friend, right? There's a pachadika soya. The soya says, the Satan comes and tries to be mefata you to do an abeira, and he tells you it's the most wonderful thing to do, and he tells you how gushmak it is, b'chula b'chula. Then the Satan goes out, and he's mekatri. And then the Satan comes down, that's what Gemara says that as well, but the Zohar says that the Satan comes down, it's the Malach HaMavis, and he's going to kill the Rosha. And the Rosha sees that he's his friend. What? Now you're coming with this sword, you want to kill me? You're my friend. You were telling me how Gishmak the Avera is. And that's how he kills him. He's a pachat. The Kiilu, the Satan's two-faced. Over the Mefoshim explained, the Satan's not two-faced. What does the Satan want? He does not want us to do the Avera. His job is to be Mefata as to do the Avera. But he doesn't want us to do the Avera, so when we do the Avera, he goes up to Shemayim, it's Mekatrik. Look, he listened to me, idiot. He went and did the Avera. So the Rebbe Shoyim and Paskin, no, go and finish him off. Rachman and Islam. So we say, when the evildoers come close to me to consume my flesh, they're my enemies, they're not my friends. They're going to stumble, they're going to fall. Talking about milchama, even a whole camp comes against me. A milchama, I'm not scared. Why? Because I always wanted one thing. I wanted to be in the Beis Hashem my whole life. And I want to steig, and I want to come close to you. The moshel, there's the palace, and there's the inner heichal where the melech sits. And I want to come and visit that palace, or I want to come every morning to that palace. Somebody asked me 2 weeks ago, a balabos, a guy who was a bentire, but he's working. He said to me, Elul is the biggest depression of my life. I said, why? Rabbi, maybe I have to tell you something. Before you leave, I just want to tell you something. Sit down again, I want to tell you something. And maybe you should tell the other people who are leaving, who have left. Maisa Shehoya. When the Chazanish was Nifta, so the first day after he was Nifta, the stipler was Masbid, and in what used to be, there was a Yid Reb Shon Shvadron, I don't know if you've heard of him, a big Magid, and the Seder used to be in those days that there were all the Espedim, Reb Shalom gave the last Esped. He was a big Magid, and they put out the Magid Speaks, his droshes, but I remember his droshes, it was very, very entertaining thing, but Espedim wasn't entertaining. Anyway, it was always the last Esped. So the stipler spoke, and then he had to leave. The stipler had to leave. So he came up to Reb Shalom, and he told Reb Shalom, listen, I have to leave. You'll be moichel me. I can't stay. And Reb Shalom said, yeah, sure. No problem. He was probably relieved that the stipler was going. He'd be able to say his esped without the stipler sitting there. So it was moichel him, the Mechila Gemurah. Afterwards, the whole week, there were hespedim for the Chaznish. And Reb Shalom spoke in all sorts of different places. The stipler found out every day where Reb Shalom was speaking, and he came and he sat to listen through to Reb Shalom, that Reb Shalom shouldn't think that it was a pegiah that he left. So people think sometimes that it's like a movie. I don't know, nowadays people don't go to movie theaters. I mean, in the old days, they used to have movie theaters. So if you walked in the middle of the movie, so sometimes people walked out in the middle or walked out in the thing, or you came late, and you went. Whereas sometimes people think the shir in the yeshiva is like a chasna. You know, I just went now to this erusin. I was there 20 minutes, said mazel tov, and left. That's people coming and going the whole time. That's not the idea of a shir, or a vad, or a shmuz. The idea is, you're there for the beginning, middle, and end. Yesterday somebody asked me, and if I have to be late, should I come in late, or should I not come at all? Avada, if you have to be late, come in. Come in, it's better late than never, the Welt says, right? Oh, when a person realizes that he thinks that he can stop, walk out, you have to make a cheshbon. Are you doing the right thing, or you're not doing the right thing? Enoch Anami, it always looks as though he has to go to the bathroom. But it seems people have a lot of stomach problems because they go to the bathroom and never come back. So, listen, I'm telling you, it's hard for me to say this because I really don't care. You want to go, go. You don't like the vad, go. It doesn't bother me. I want to say to the people who I can help. But I'm teaching you a midah toiva. That you should know that just walking out of a shir is not a poshta thing to do. Bichlal, not a poshta thing to do. So, this balabas said to me, it's the most depressing time in Elul. Why? Because he used to learn in Koil, and it used to be that he could say, Achas sha'alti, shiv veis Hashem, kol yimei chayai. And now he's working most of the days. He said, well, how do I say it? So the Maisa, there's an answer to it. Because it starts, Ledovit, the Etzem, you don't have to say, I, Achas Sho'alti, Me'ez Hashem, I actually was Shoyel. It's what David HaMelech said. So they can say, it's fine, Ledovit. David HaMelech said this. And we're saying what David HaMelech said, that's Pesach. So, you know, you're come to yeshiva, and now I'm saying, Achas Sho'alti, Yeshiva Beis Hashem, Kori Mechayai. A lot of people have different plans. They love that. You're going to stay in the Beis Hashem. The Maisa, Rabbi Yisai, it's also not so poshut, because if a person's working and he's kameh itin la Torah, then the sofa shel dovar, kol yimei chayai, doesn't have to mean 24/7. Kol yimei chayai can mean that I should go every day to the Beis Medrash. I should learn every day. I want to learn every day. I want to have shaychus to the Beis HaMedrash. Al koponim, David HaMelech says, because that's really what I wanted, David HaMelech meant 24/7. Therefore, he could trust in this milchama. Kids benenim besukah b'yom ra, because midah k'negin midah, the Baruch Hashem is going to hide me away in his sukkah. A sukkah is, we know what a sukkah is, but a sukkah is also called Yitzedah to Mem Nusa. It's just a little hut with nice decorations, but it's not, it's a mokum kodesh. A Beis Medrash can be called a sukkah, or an oihel, sometimes called a bayis. The Rebbeinu Shimon will hide me away from the enemies, from the Satan. Bitzur Yerom Ameini, he'll elevate me on the rock. Moshul Bitzur is like a raging sea, and there's a big rock. And kol zman a person standing on top of the rock, he's safe. The waves come and he's safe. Bitzur Yerom Ameini, the Rebbeinu Shimon will lift me up around me. You'll lift up my head against my enemies around me. And I will offer korbanos of srua. So first of all, now we can say kipshutoi. Tir shofar is like a korban. Maybe we'll speak about it a bit more, maybe next week, next Motzi Shabbos, we'll speak about shofaros in Yetz Hashem, the korbanos of shofar. And we'll understand why it's mamish like a carbon. But also, trua can mean reus, friendship, closeness to Hashem. And I'll sing to Hashem, Oshir of Azam and Hashem, so we can say it now. The truas of Rosh Hashanah, Oshir of Azam and Hashem, the Shira and Smira of Sukkos. Baal Kolponim, that's the Agdom. And then I have a tefillah. And the tefillah is to activate what I just said. Shema Hashem Koli Ekra, Rebbeinu Hashem, listen to my voice. V'choneini v'aneini. Choneini means matnas chinom. I don't deserve anything. I'm not coming mikayach all my tzidkas. I know I've done a lot of averas. But I'm asking for a matnas chinom, a free gift, and answer me. And then there's a pasuk which is very shver. I don't know how you've been saying it. I wonder how many of you really know the pshat. And probably the reason why you don't have a problem, because you never thought about it. Necho oma libi. To you my heart says, Bakshuponai. You should search out my face. So I'm telling to Hashem, look for my face. Esponecho Hashem avakesh. And I say, I will be mevakesh your face, Hashem. What does it mean? So it could mean that, and that's very few. Roy Mefarshim say, Necho doesn't mean to you. Necho means for you. Says Rashi, I become a shliach for you. My heart is saying the words of Hashem. The Hainu Bakshuponai is Kilo Hashem is talking within my pnimius. And it's Hashem saying, look for my face. Come and find me. Come close to me. That's my pnimius. Lecha om alibi. For you, my heart says, Bakshuponai. Come close to me, Hashem is saying. And then I say, my conscience, Esponecha Hashem abakesh. And my conscience, my pnimius, my chitzonius, Hashem, that's what I want. I want to get close to you. Don't hide yourself away from me. Don't push me away in your anger. Ezrasi Ayisa, you helped me till now. Don't forsake me. Don't leave me now. You are the Elohim of my Yeshua, my salvation. You're going to help me. Don't leave me at this point. I don't deserve anything. Enochanami. Now we have another pasuk which is very fair, schwer for most of you to say. Ki obi beimi azavuni, for my father and mother have left me. What do you mean, my father and mother? You left your parents. Kibat, all of you left your parents, not your parents left you. You left them in Chutz Laaretz. Okay, the ones who were parents here in Eretz Yisrael, so you left them for a week or two. But so what's the pshat? Obi beimi azavuni. So the Mefarshim say, obi beimi often is a remez to Olam Hazeh, to the Guf. Why? Because they're Gimel Shutfim Ba'adam. The Gemara says there are three Shutfim Ba'adam. The parents, the mother and father, give the Guf, and the Rebbeinu Shalom gives the Neshama. Ikar the Mensch, the Chiyus of the Mensch, comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So we say, Ki Obi Be'imi Azavuni, we say, when Gashmias left me, when Olam Hazeh left me, then Hashem Yaspeini, Hashem will gather me up. Hashem, if I'm not interested in the Gashmis, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will look after me. And I beseech Hashem, Oreini Hashem Darkecho, show me your ways, Hashem. Unecheini Boirach Mishar, and lead me on the straight path, Laman Shoireroi, so that I can stand against those who are looking at me and with a negative way. Shoreroi is always negative to look at me, to want to destroy me. What's a derech? What's an oirach? They all say the Mefarshim, a derech is a main road, and an oirach is a little small alleyway. Everybody, there's the main road, Shulchan Aruch, which all of us have to be mekayim. And then there's the Midas Chasidus, each person's Yechidus Dika Avoida, which everyone has their little path for themselves. We ask Hashem, show me the drochim and lead me like a little kid. Take my hand and lead me on my Meyucha Dika Oirach, the Oirach Misha, the man Shoyeroi. I should be able to stand against my enemies. Al Titneini B'Nevesh Soroi. Don't give me over to the desires, nefesh, the Ramban says, means desires of my enemies. Ki komu v'ede sheker, because there are false witnesses who have risen up against me, v'fea chomos, and they're spitting out treachery. The Ainu, what the Satan saying, I don't. Ploini Amoini, he's not interested in business. Ploini Amoini is not interested in learning. Ploini Amoini just wants to fress. It's not true, Ribbono Shelolam. They're Eidei Sheker. Lulei Emanti Liras Betul Hashem Deretz Chaim. I kimat was not mamin. I will get to Olam Haba. Betul Hashem Deretz Chaim, the Eretz of the real Chaim. Because of this Eidus, Kavel Hashem. Look to Hashem. Kav is a line. Hope to Hashem. Chazak. And strengthen yourself. It should be a comma after Chazak. The Ya'ameitz libecho, and he will strengthen your heart. If we try to be mischazik ourselves, then the Siyat Bredshom gives Siyat Yishmael to become stronger. And then, v'kavel Hashem, we'll look to Hashem Yisbarach, we'll have straight, connected to Hashem. That's what we want. We hear the shofar. The shofar is telling us Rosh Hashanah is a milchama. And what's our reaction? We're not scared. Why are you scared? We're not scared because Ribbono Shel Olam, Bakshu Ponei. The Ribbono Shel Olam is telling me, Bakshu Ponei is Ponei Hashem Abagish. I want to get close to you, Hashem. Show me how to do it. Hareini Hashem Darkecho, Necheini Barach Mishar. Lead me on my Yuchadika path, the man Shoyeroi. Don't lead me over to the Satan. Don't give me over. It's all a sheker. I want Ruchnius. Bekitzer, if we can wake ourselves up 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah, and we realize we'll have a shtikel chizuk, chazak, then the Yahmeitz Libecho, the Bereshah will give us more chizuk. Bez Hashem, we'll have a good psak on Rosh Hashanah.